Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on FX Chain Sequence Blueprint with Breakbeat Surgery for drum and bass. Today we're going to take a plain breakbeat and turn it into something that feels arranged, alive, and performance-driven. The big idea here is automation. Instead of just loading a bunch of effects and leaving them on all the time, we're going to build a repeatable effects chain that moves in a musical way across a four-bar phrase. That means you'll get tension, release, glitch, crunch, and space, all without losing the punch of the drums. This is especially useful in drum and bass, where the break often needs to do more than just loop. It needs to build energy before the drop, support the groove during the main section, and create those little transition moments that make a track feel pro. A good way to think about this lesson is contrast management. Every effect should either create tension, reveal detail, or make the next section hit harder. If it's not doing one of those three things, it's probably just extra. Let's start with the source break. Choose a breakbeat with clear kicks and snares. Something like an amen-style break, a funky drummer-style loop, or any two-bar drum sample with strong transients will work well. Drag it into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Set your project tempo around 170 BPM for a classic drum and bass feel, though anywhere between 160 and 174 can work depending on the style. If needed, turn warp on and make sure the break lines up with the grid. For drum loops, Beats mode is often the easiest starting point because it preserves the transients nicely. If the sample feels a little messy, take a second and clean up the timing before you start processing. That small step saves a lot of frustration later. Now here's the key move for breakbeat surgery, slicing. Right-click the break audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. For slicing mode, you can use Transient for more flexible break surgery or 1/16 if you want a stricter rhythmic grid. Ableton will build a drum rack and a MIDI clip with the slices mapped out. That means you can rearrange hits, mute individual notes, retrigger slices, and create fills with much more control than you'd have with a single audio clip. This is where the break stops being just a loop and starts becoming material you can perform with arrangement. Keep the original audio muted, but don't delete it. It's useful to a slash beat against the sliced version, because sometimes the original feels more natural and gives you a good reference for punch and groove. Now let's build the FX chain in a sensible order. The first device is Utility. Put it at the front of the chain. Utility is your level control and safety tool. Lower the gain a little, maybe -3 to -6 dB, so you have room for processing. Keep width at 100% for now, and leave mono off unless you're checking the low end. This is a simple step, but it matters because breakbeats can get loud very fast once you start adding saturation, stutter effects, and reverb. Next comes auto filter. This is going to be one of your main movement tools. Set it to a low-pass filter, either 12 or 24 dB slope, and start with the cutoff fairly low, maybe around 150 to 300 Hz if you want a dark intro feel. Add a little resonance if you want the filter to speak more clearly, but don't overdo it. Now automate that cutoff over 4 bars. Start dark, then slowly open it up. By bar 3, the break should feel mostly open, and by bar 4 you can either let it go fully bright or dip it again for a transition. This kind of filter movement is classic drum and bass trick, because it creates tension without needing a totally different drum pattern. It makes the loop feel like it's moving towards something. After that, add saturator. This gives the break weight, density, and a bit of grit so it cuts through a busy bass line. Start with a moderate drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. And turn soft clip on. If you want a more aggressive flavor, you can try analog clip, but keep it controlled. The snare still needs to punch through. You can automate the drive a little higher during fills and bring it back down during breakdown moments. That way the groove gets a little more attitude right when it needs it. Now comes one of the most fun tools in this lesson, beat repeat. Place beat repeat after saturator. This is your controlled glitch and stutter device. Set the interval to 1 bar or half a bar. Keep the grid at 1/16 and start with the chance pretty low, maybe around 10 to 30%. The mix should also start low, around 10 to 20%. You do not want this effect on all the time. The goal is not to destroy the break. The goal is to use beat repeat like a performance accent. For example, you can turn it on for the last beat of a phrase or automate it for a fill right before the drop. You can even automate the interval shorter for a quick burst of stutter. In drum and bass, a well-timed beat repeat move at the end of a 4-bar phrase can make the transition feel massive. After that, add Redux. Redux gives you digital crunch and a little bit of jungle-style degradation. It can make the break feel more damaged and urgent, which is often exactly what you want in darker DNB. Start with downsampling around 2 to 6, bit reduction kept subtle, and dry wet around 5 to 20%. A little redux goes a long way, so don't smash the sample too hard unless you want a really broken texture. Use it briefly during fills or transition bars for a special effect. Next, add a space effect. You can use reverb or echo, but for beginners, echo is often easier to control on drums. Set a short delay, time like 1/8 or 1/4, keep feedback low and filter the delay so it stays tight. Use slow dry wet amounts and automate the send or the wet amount only on selected hits. Reverb can also work well, but keep it short and controlled so you don't smear the groove. Drum and bass needs clarity, especially around the snare. At the end of the chain, consider a compressor or glue compressor if the processing has made the break too wild. You're just trying to tighten things up a little, not crush it. A small amount of gain reduction can help the break stay punchy after all the effects. Another utility at the end can also be useful for final level trimming or mono checking. Now let's turn this chain into a 4-bar automation blueprint. Think in phrases, not random movements. In bar 1, keep the break filtered and fairly dry. This gives you intro tension. Beat repeat stays off. Redux stays off or barely audible, and the reverb or echo is minimal. Saturation can be present, but only enough to give the break some body. In bar 2, start opening the filter. Let the energy rise naturally. You can add just a touch more saturation here, but still hold back the more dramatic effects. This keeps the listener leaning forward. In bar 3, start your pre-fill movement. The filter should be nearly open now. This is a great place to turn on beat repeat for the last half of the bar or just the final beat. You can also bring in a brief redux moment or a small echo throw on a snare hit. This is where the break starts to sound like it's being performed. In bar 4, create the transition into the drop. Let beat repeat get a little more active for a moment. Increase redux wet amount briefly, and let the delay or reverb bloom just enough to add excitement. Then pull everything back right as the drop lands. That contrast is what makes the impact hit. A really useful beginner habit is to keep one effect focused on one job per phrase. For example, the intro can be about tone shaping, the mid-phrase can be about movement, the transition can be about emphasis, and the landing can be about cleanup. That keeps your automation musical instead of cluttered. When you're drawing automation in Ableton, keep it simple. Press A to enter automation mode. Choose the parameter you want to move, and draw your points over the clip or track. You do not need to automate everything at once. In fact, for your first version, just automate a few core things: auto filter cutoff, beat repeat mixer on slash off, redux wet amount, and echo or reverb wet amount. That alone can make the break feel fully arranged. A really strong arrangement trick is to use the same FX sequence across an 8-bar section. For example, bars 1 and 2 can be filtered and low intensity. Bars 3 and 4 can open up, bars 5 and 6 can add a glitch fill and some crunch, and bars 7 and 8 can add space and prepare the transition. This approach works great in intros, build-ups, pre-drops, breakdowns, and turnaround fills. Here's another important teacher tip. Always audition in context. A break can sound huge when soloed, but once the bassline, synths, and vocals come in, it may be too busy. Use short loops while you work, and keep checking the bypass on and off. If the effect makes the break louder but not better, it's probably not doing useful work. You want energy, not just volume. Also, watch the kick and snare relationship. If a device blurs the snare, reduce the wet amount or move that device later in the chain. In drum and bass, the snare is a big part of the groove's identity. If that gets softened too much, the whole loop can lose its authority. A few pro-style extras can take this even further. You can split the chain into clean and dirty lanes by duplicating the track or using an Audino effect rack. Put a mild, clean version on one chain and a more damaged version on the other with beat repeat, redux, and heavier saturation. Then automate the blend between them. That gives you precise control over when the break gets destroyed and when it stays clean. You can also use sends and returns instead of inserting all your delay and reverb directly on the track. That keeps the dry break punchy and lets the effect bloom only when you want it. It's a great trick for snares and fill hits. Another great move is to automate tiny accents instead of giant changes. One snare with extra delay, one kick with a filter dip, or one ghost note with a touch of crunch can feel more musical than a whole chain moving at once. Small gestures like that make the loop feel human and intentional. If you want to push the sound darker, try a low-pass 24 filter and automate it slowly from dark to bright. Use a little drum bus if you want more punch. Keep the boom careful, especially if your bass is already heavy, but the drive and transience controls can be excellent for giving the brake more attack. You can also add a tiny bit of parallel grit on a duplicate track, or band limit your FX return so the low end stays clean. A great beginner practice is to build two versions of the same brake. Make one version clean and controlled, with subtle filter movement, light saturation, and short delay throws. Make the other version more damaged, with heavier beat repeat, more redux, and a stronger transition effect. Compare them and listen for which one works better in an intro, and which one works better in a drop. That exercise teaches you a lot about contrast and arrangement. So here's the big recap.